thing. I believe it was Mark made mention of that woman who brought that alabaster box of ointment there in John chapter 12. But there's another lady in Luke chapter 7 came to the house of Simon. She didn't come to get saved or forgiven. She came because she is already forgiven. She wouldn't even face the Savior. She came up behind him and she offered her alabaster box of ointment. She wept her tears and wet his feet and wiped them with the hairs of his head, of her head. I've never, and I confess, I've never worshiped on the level that she worshiped. She didn't know anything about him other than he forgave her her sin. But she was on a plane of worship that most of us have never been on. He's did it all for us. We know he's the Son of God. We know the sacrifice he's made. We know his powerful resurrection. We know his faithful presence. And yet, we're hard-hearted. We're sot in our ways. We're rebellious and cantankerous. God help us for our hardened hearts and our bitter spirits. Hey, he's doing a work around here this morning. They're going to sing another verse in chorus, so you ought to get in while the water's been troubled. I like it when the waters go get in trouble. Hallelujah. Sing for us, ladies.
I was just thinking earlier, we were singing, and the young couple that's sitting right there in that middle, they had brought those two kids down, and I could hardly sing that first. I looked down and I saw her pick up that baby. It was under a year old and it was covered in sawdust. I thank God that she said, I owe him everything. I have a parent there. I have a dad on the other side already. That's where they brought us. They laid us in the dust. But I'm glad that when we picked us up, we picked up something, as you said, in the message. It was something we're carrying on till today. We just came from Paraguay for a mission trip. And I think I could be on the backside of Africa today, never knowing Jesus' name. But I thank God. I do owe him everything. And there's a whole crew of us right here we take for granted. I think young people that are rebelling right now, I thank God my parents told me about Jesus. And this song, I think, could be no other picture than a good Christian family, because God is the mercy and grace that he passed by our way. He gives me grace. In spite of days I am ungrateful, he gives me mercy, though the debt I owe is clear. And day by day,